Germany's Bertelsmann Foundation has ranked the Czech Republic first among transforming countries, ahead of Slovenia, Estonia and Taiwan, in a study conducted over the last 2 years. The foundation's transformation index rated a total of 125 states, taking into account both political and economic criteria. Jan Wellinger has the details.
A number of countries finished high on the Bertelsmann Foundation's transformation index, but none finished ahead of the Czech Republic. The foundation's extensive study of transforming and developing countries evaluates a broad range of political and economic criteria to ultimately rank levels of democracy, market economies, and political management in individual countries. The foundation's Hauke Hartmann explains reasons why the Czech Republic improved from a third-place ranking in 2006 to first this time around.
As far as the political side is concerned, there were improvements during the last 2 years with regard to the protection of civil rights. And another thing is the continuing consolidation of Czech parliamentarism. With regard to the economy, there is the output strength of the Czech economy, relatively high GDP per capita, and it increased quite substantially during the last 2 years.
But some have criticized the study's findings, taking issue with the Czech Republic being included in a study of transforming countries in the first place. Markéta Šichtářová is a leading Czech economist.
In my opinion, the Czech Republic is not a transformation country anymore. Its financial market is very developed. It left the communist regime almost 20 years ago. It is a member of the European Union. Our interest rates are lower than in the Eurozone. In no regard, it fulfills a general image of a transformation country anymore.
In Markéta Šichtářová's view, mixing political and economic factors in rating a country also runs the risk of distorting the overall picture.
If the study was made by a different institute using slightly different weights, results would be probably very different. In my opinion, there is just one and only one measurement, which country is economically successful, the amount of foreign investors the country is able to lure, and the amount of exports. The higher volume of foreign trade, the more successful the country, and these figures are unambiguous.
Hauke Hartmann of the Bertelsmann Foundation acknowledges that it is almost certainly the last time the Czech Republic will be included in the Transformation Index, but he defends the study's balancing of political and economic factors to get a broader overall view.
This is probably the last time that the Czech Republic is listed in an index that is basically dealing with developing and transition countries, and clearly the Czech Republic is no longer a transition country, but is a member of a group of firmly consolidated democratic regimes with an advanced market economy.
Many in the Czech Republic still view the country's top finish in the Bertelsmann Foundation study as noteworthy, but most also add that much still needs to be done. On Monday, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek and representatives of industry and trade pointed to the importance of building further on current reforms if the Czech Republic is to continue being a success.